Welcome, everybody, to another Nerd Watch special edition from here at Hawaii, amazing Hawaii Comic Con. I am here with another amazing local artist. Stacy Hayashi is here. She has a book called Journey of Heroes that if you have not had an opportunity to take a look at it, you should. Stacy, thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
I certainly appreciate you being here.
Very cool.
Well, why don't we talk a little bit about, first, the origins of the story of Journeys of Heroes.
The origins come from Hawaii, you know, reality. Mm-hmm. So it's a historically accurate comic book about the 100th Battalion mm-hmm. and the 442nd Regimental Combat Team. And I don't know where all your listeners are, but right. you know, a lot of those guys came from Maui.
Right.
Barney
Absolutely.
Hajiro, who came from Punane. John Tsukano, who wrote Bridge of Love. Amazing
right.
stories. And he was also with the 3-year swim club. You know, Coach Sakamoto swimming in the irrigation ditches.
Right.
So actually, this comic book this origin story will be a movie very soon. We're going to shoot in December.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and so Coach Sakamoto and the irrigation ditches.
Amazing.
Gonna be in there. It's a little Easter egg.
Oh,
yeah.
Wonderful. And will it be called Journey of Heroes? Is that
No, the... it's, I don't know what it'll be called. It's actually the pilot for an 8-part miniseries.
Oh, wonderful.
So this is like the origins. Like, where did the 442 come from?
Right.
It came from the 100th Battalion.
Right.
And the Varsity Victory Volunteers. So.
Now, Journey of Heroes is a very special story, especially if you come from the islands and if you know anything about World War II.
Right.
Like, I was raised on it. My father was adamant that I know these things. So I know quite a bit about it. It's interesting that you would pick the medium of comic books to tell your story. Mm-hmm. Why would you pick comic books as opposed to writing, say, a book about the history of the 442nd?
Well, there are already a lot of books out there, mm-hmm. and they're great books, but a lot of them are very thick books that are like a textbook, you
right.
know? So kids today, you know, and adults who don't like to read, you know, they're not going to pick up a thick book because
sure.
it's not a very pleasant subject, you know, even though it's important
sure.
for people to know.
Right.
And actually, it started as a movie.
Mm-hmm.
So 15 years ago, and as you know, movies are very expensive
sure.
endeavors. And meanwhile, you know, my veteran friends were passing away. So, and it's not like you can just kind of bind a script.
Sure.
Because people don't know how to read scripts.
Right.
So I thought, oh my God, what if we did a comic book?
Amazing.
You know, because that's like your storyboard,
right.
you know, and yeah.
And I think people don't understand that comic books are storyboards. That's exactly what they
mm-hmm.
are, and they're
yep.
It's a great medium to tell your story. I'm glad you bring it up because I am I love talking about World War II, and I always get a little misty eyed because there aren't very many left.
Yeah.
As far as veterans, as for
so
World War
true.
II veterans,
mm-hmm.
you know, and this is the greatest generation. It's the last. They are the last of a breed that sacrificed so much for us to sit in this convention center to do what we're doing now.
To dress up as a
right.
Chewbacca,
right, and do all these right. crazy things. And what we seem to forget a lot of the times is these kids weren't. These were kids. They were 19 and 20 years
mm-hmm.
old, and they didn't have the opportunity to do these wonderful things. They were too busy battling against the forces of evil in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, what the 442nd had to deal with, by the way, if you didn't know, the most decorated regiment in World War II history, if I got my history correct. Is that correct,
well,
my dear?
In World War II, but also in U.S. military
in
history.
U.S.
Like,
military
to this
history.
Day, yeah.
Right, to this day. So it's What's your connection to the veterans on this? Why did you decide that 15 years ago to go, I want to tell this story?
Because I had this crazy idea. Well, my grandfather's younger brother was original 100. So he was in action on December 7th,
mm-hmm.
you know, defending Hawaii. But that's not why. You know,
sure.
it's really just because it's an important story.
Sure.
You know, it's Hawaii's history. It's American history. And a lot of people don't know anything about the 100th or 442
right.
these days. I mean, they're honorary Texans, and there are tons of Texans who have no idea who they are.
Right,
you know?
Right, you're right.
So, yeah, it's just...
The last time if I'm not mistaken, the last time we heard hide nor hair of the 442nd was with a film back in the 40s, I believe, called Gopher Broke, or was
oh,
it the
1951.
50s? Yeah, 1951, yeah. the 50s.
And
yeah.
actually, the actual veterans were in that film.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
that was
they
very
were.
Cool. But, you know, it was Hollywood, and right. It was a very progressive film for its time.
Sure.
But, you know, the vets themselves would be like, oh, yeah, the Holly guy gets the girl and we get the pig. So, we're trying to fix that.
Now, what's great about this is that this is this book is good for anybody, be it mm-hmm. adults, be it kids mm-hmm. even, that tells the history of a generation that is passing away, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And it's what's amazing is that we live in the society in which we live now, we seem to be so inundated with media that we seem to be forgetting about our history.
Mm-hmm.
So, first of all, as a guy who enjoys history, thank you mm-hmm. For bringing it to the forefront the way you do, because without it, we seem to be forgetting where we came from and the history
right.
that we keep losing. And if there's one thing we do not want to do is to lose a history of the great men that served during this time.
Absolutely.
So I think it's wonderful that you're able to tell their story the way you have. And is this a one-off for you, or are we going to tell more stories like this? Are you in this comic book game for the long haul?
Oh my God! You know, I've written a couple more books actually, just about the 100th Battalion,
sure,
and one about the Military Intelligence Service. But I am so tired of fundraising. Oh my God, it is so much work. So those stories kind of they're sitting. You know,
right?
I think I wrote both of them like 2 years ago.
So, really?
Yeah.
And I also want to give a lot of credit to your illustrator, Damon Wong.
Yeah, Damon is amazing.
Amazing illustrator, yep. For
Journey
of Heroes.
He's a storyboarder and an assistant director for Bob's Burgers.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Cool, right?
That is
so
super cool.
So he's a Wanalua High School grad. He
right.
went to Carnegie Mellon and never came home.
Right.
So, yeah, but that's Damon.
Wow, that
very
is
very talented guy.
That is an amazing, that's mm-hmm. an amazing story. How did you guys hook up?
Oh, so I have an internet business where I design Hawaiian wedding dresses, so mm-hmm. like holokus and stuff. And so mm-hmm. his family, they're my vendors, you know, my cut and sew shop.
Right.
And so I've known his mom because she sold all my things.
Right.
The top I'm wearing.
Right? I was going to say, I had a feeling that you made that, right?
So I designed the fabric,
right.
But I am a horrible sewer.
Oh, gotcha. Seems
she sewed, yes. So she sews everything for me.
Amazing.
Yeah, so that's how I met him.
That's
yeah.
how you met him.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that is fascinating. Before we go, where can we pick up a copy of Journey of Heroes, by the way?
Where
can we pick it up?
On our website at 442comicbook.com.
Okay.
Or Amazon. You can Google, you can search for it on Amazon.
Sure.
But, hopefully Maui Comics.
Right. You know what? What's great about local people and local businesses is they love to promote local talent. And Maui Comics and Collectibles will be honored to have your book in their store because it tells
Yay.
Such a wonderful story. And it's exactly, I don't want to put down any of the other local books, but this is something that's of great relevance to our history. And I would not want to see it go away by any stretch. Where can we find you? Are you online, Twitter, Facebook?
Oh, online. Yeah, we've got a Facebook page. So, mm-hmm. On Facebook, it's just 442 Comic Book. Yeah, that's it.
And that's it?
I don't really do Instagram.
All right,
too
so
much.
So this book, Journey of Heroes, is probably very special. If you listen to the interview, she's a little tired of fundraising. This may be so. This is a very special
so much
book.
Work.
A
oh
lot
my God.
Of work for her.
And we're working on the movie.
Yes,
so,
you are.
Lots going on.
Well, the here's the bad thing. This book is so good that when you breeze through it, you want to hear your voice again. So that's something that
an animation.
Right. Beautiful.
We wanted to do an animation as well, but actually the animation would cost more than the live action film.
I cannot believe it. That is crazy.
Because of how much work it is. I mean, we have a little mini documentary about mm-hmm. the comic book on YouTube, so
sure.
if you kind of just search for it, and then Damon had animated the thing at the end,
sure.
like a surprise. But that took him forever.
Well, good luck on the movie. Please come back and talk to us about that when that becomes...
Yeah, we want to come over and shoot the cane, the sugar cane. I'm going to really miss that sugar cane.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's so important to our history.
It absolutely
is. The Japanese in Hawaii would not be here if not for sugar cane.
Absolutely. It's unfortunate that it's going away. And it's very sad that it has affected a lot of families in Maui,
yeah.
which is a real shame. But hopefully they'll be able to recover. recover quickly and everything goes okay. Mm-hmm. But make sure you guys check out Stacy's book here, Journey of Heroes. It is available at any of your local comic book retailers. You can find it online as well. Journey of Heroes, the one and only Stacy Ashley. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
And I cannot thank you enough for writing such a relevant book about a subject that, because of my dad, that I hold near and dear to my heart. So thank you so much, and I appreciate that immensely. So we'll see you guys next time here on the Nerd Watch podcast, and until then, aloha.